You're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJLP, 103.3 FM in New Northampton. Welcome to Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray. Tonight on the show, we'll actually be taking a look back, reflecting on our past shows by attempting to connect all 11 of our previously featured artists. They include Sylvia Robinson, Mark Rebo, Lee Hazelwood, Mark Lanigan, the band Pavement, Dimebag Darrell, John Langford, Mike Watt, King Crimson, and Jerry Wexler. Some of these links between artists are stronger than others, but it will all come full circle and it'll give us an opportunity to listen to some of the songs we didn't have time for in past shows. We will start the show off with a song by Mickey and Sylvia, No Good Lover.
You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. But one day, baby, I know you'll come back home.
If you treated me right, I never would have grown. If you treated me right, I never would have grown. You can build a mansion, baby, but I never will come back home.
You standing there, say you won't be back. Took all of my money and bought a Cadillac.
I'm on my way to stay. Goodbye, goodbye, that's all I got to say.
You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. You were no good lover and you know you done me wrong. Oh, but one day, baby, I know you'll sing my song.
Start singing!
Go!
Thing I've done for you, who'd think that you would be untrue?
If I'm untrue, don't blame for me, 'cause it was you who made me see.
I had better get going, move on down the line. Better get going, move on down the line. That mean way of yours
Mickey Baker and Sylvia Robinson with 1957's No Good Lover. We looked at Sylvia Robinson during our November 12th show. She founded Sugar Hill Records, produced Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight, and also released her own record, The Sensual Pillow Talk, in 1972. Joining her on that song was her guitar teacher, Mickey Baker, who was later a session guitarist for most rhythm and blues sides for Atlantic Records. Jerry Wexler, president for Atlantic Records during that time, was the subject of our December 17th show. Wexler produced a lot of Atlantic's catalog, including Big Joe Turner, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. You can hear Mickey Baker as the guitarist on this recording.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all the mess belongs to you. I believe to the soul you child no more. Ah, Jake, round and roll. Shake, round and roll. Shake, round and roll. Shake, round and roll. Well, it won't do right to save your doggone soul.
Shake, Rattle, and Roll by Big Joe Turner. Jerry Wexler, the man who produced that record and a lot of Atlantic Sides, he can actually be heard singing and yelling the chorus in the background of that song. So, back on December 10th, we did a Dimebag Darrell tribute show. During that show, we looked at the collaboration between him and David Allan Coe called Rebel Meets Rebel. Now, David Allan Coe has worked with Willie Nelson, and Willie's 1973 album, Shotgun Willie, was produced by the aforementioned Jerry Wexler. Thanks to David Allan Coe, you can connect Jerry Wexler and Dimebag Darrell. So here we go with David Allan Coe. The song's called Take This Job and Shove It.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working. Better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory pretty close to 15 years. I've seen some of my best friends, women, standing in a pool of tears. I've seen a lot of kin folks dying. I had a lot of bills to pay. Lord, I'd give the shirt right off in my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. The foreman is a regular SOB and the line boss, he's a fool. He got himself a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he really thinks that's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and there's gonna be hell to pay. I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. Woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
David Allan Coe with Take This Job and Shove It. You're listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio. Tonight, we're attempting to connect all of our past shows in a 6 degree of Kevin Bacon kind of an effort. On February 4th, we did a show on Mark Rebo. One of Rebo's earliest jobs was as the touring guitarist for Solomon Burke. Jerry Wexler produced numerous Solomon Burke sides for Atlantic Records. And in addition, it seems that Burke and David Allan Coe have similar tastes, as they have both covered songs by Mickey Newberry. Anyway, here's a Solomon Burke performing Down in the Valley off 1985's Soul Alive. Mark Rebo is featured on this recording.
Down in the valley, the valley's so low. Hang your head over and hear the wind blow. Can't you hear the wind blow, my love? Hear the wind blow. Down in the valley, valley's so low. Have you ever been lonely, honey? Have you ever?
Solomon Burke with Down in the Valley live off 1985's Soul Alive. Mark Rebo was the featured guitarist on that track. He was also featured in our show on February 4th. He's worked extensively with John Zorn, both on John Zorn's film works and Masada book compositions. Just last week, we devoted our show to Mr. Bungle, whose first record was actually produced by John Zorn in 1991. Since then, several Mr. Bungle members have worked with Zorn, including Trace Bruins's Secret Chiefs 3, whose most recent album, entitled Zaphon, Book of Angels Volume 9, is a collection of John Zorn Masada book compositions. Secret Chiefs 3 with Renunciation. You're listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio. Get complete playlists and listen to each show at connectingthenotes.com. You were just listening to Secret Chiefs 3, which contains members of Mr. Bungle. Mr. Bungle had a feud with the Red Hot Chili Peppers frontman Anthony Kiedis. It stemmed from Bungle's Mike Patton's days with Faith No More, when Kiedis was accused. He accused Patton of ripping him off. A few years went by, kept relatively quiet until 1999, when the Chili Peppers had Mr. Bungle booted from a series of music festivals in Australia. The bands exchanged jabs through the press, and Mr. Bungle mocked the Chili Peppers during their 1999 Halloween show in Detroit. Now, the Red Hot Chili Peppers devoted their 1991 album, Blood Sugar Sex Magic, to Mike Watt, the bass player from the Minutemen and Firehose, and the topic of our show on November 5th. So here's Mike Watt when he was a part of Firehose. The song's called Rocket Sled Fuel Tank. Rocket Sledge Fuel Tank by Firehose. They contain bassist Mike Watt, who was part of the punk group The Minutemen during the early 80s. They toured with Black Flag frequently and were signed to Greg Ginn's then up-and-coming label SST Records. SST Records released three Screaming Trees albums between 1987 and 1989. We looked at Screaming Trees singer Mark Lanegan during our inaugural show on October 15th. We also revisited it on January 14th. So here's Mark Lanegan with the song Undertow off his debut album, The Winding Sheet. Mark Lanegan also joined Mike Watt on his debut solo album, Ball Hog or Tugboat, in 1995 for the song Max and Wells.
Max and Wells decided to come alive. Walked out the store and stared to Dave right in the eye. What you want with us, cause we came to deal with you. Came to work it with our hands, came to think things through. Well, what the hell to do? Got free will to build, and it's way past due. So they thought to mine the power line. Deal with these times with the power line. Confuse and use the fuse that blew the right to choose. And then felt broken, smoking, choking, a token acts of contrition.
Thank you.
it's a cat kid you wanna buy, then there'll be a cat that I'll fly.
Max and Wells off Mike Watt's solo record, Ball Hog or Tugboat, released in 1995. That album also features Thurston Moore, Lee Ronaldo, and Steve Shelley of Sonic Youth. And it was Sonic Youth's Steve Shelley who started Smells Like Records, the label that would release six long out-of-print Lee Hazlewood records. We looked at Lee Hazlewood during our January 21st show. He's the often-overlooked musician who wrote, produced, and performed with Nancy Sinatra in the 60s. He also had a lot of solo material that's really great. It's one of the better finds that I've heard while researching this show. I'm really glad I found out about him. So here are a few Lee Hazlewood songs as well as his collaborations with Nancy Sinatra.
Well, it's lonesome in this big town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name. I'm just a walking in the rain. I'm going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes, and I'm a walking case of the blues. I saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. I'm going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week, and I'm so hungry when I walk I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in. I'm going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a girl waiting there for me. At least she said she'd be. I got a home and a big warm bed, and a feather pillow for my head. I'm going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I take a bus or take an old freight train. I thumb a ride or walk, it's all the same. I'm going back where they know my face, and I'm never gonna leave that place. I'm going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Well, it's lonesome in this big town, and everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name. Yeah, and I'm a walking.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Some not too distant morning, you come walking barefoot through this cowboy vine, selling yesterday's dreams wrapped in tomorrow's paper, whistling for a dog named kindness that you'll never find. It's a cold hard world, love. Cold hard times, these are cold hard times. Standing in some narrow space, you'll hear your mother crying for the thoughts she had and didn't use, and now they're gone. And your father's still out back, he's selling and he's buying. There's nothing he can give you, cause he's never once been wrong. It's a cold, hard world, love. These are cold, hard times. These are cold, hard times. I heard my brother died last week, or was that just a rumor? From an overdose of hate taken in his vein. I heard the preacher said God must have a sense of humor, cause when they put him in the grave it didn't even rain. It's a cold, hard world, love. These are cold, hard times. Cold hard times. These are cold hard times.
Listening to Connecting the Notes. Thanks for joining us as we look back at our past shows and attempt to connect the musicians we have featured so far. That was Lee Hazelwood with Cold Hard Times off the album Cowboy in Sweden. Before that, you heard Nancy Sinatra, These Boots Are Made for Walkin', which was written and produced by Lee Hazelwood. And before that, Lee Hazelwood with Houston. He gave that song to Dean Martin, and Dean had quite a bit of success with it. That album, Cowboy in Sweden, was re-released by Smells Like Records in 1999, which is a label started by Sonic Youth's Steve Shelley. Mark Eibald, originally of Pavement, is now playing bass with Sonic Youth. He joined them on the Rather Rip tour in 2007. We looked at Pavement during our January 7th show, and we'll revisit them now.
Hey, do you need a reason? Is there a separate season from which to come out of the spring? I wait all summer long, and then the winter's long, and then it's longer than after. I don't need a timekeeper, I don't need an interlocutor, and baby, you'll look a little cuter day by day. Trademark for your sound, you better look around. Treat it like a window, not a door, and we'll get some more. Yeah, yeah. Hold me off and run. Maybe I could be a squirt. Loosen up your magic dirt. Wait for the excellent coming of age. See that the color is layered, blurring up your eyes and your head. Listen to your water when you're down to come up to the beach. That's Hull. Copper tones and second homes. Everybody needs a home. Takes centuries to build and seconds to fall. Hull. Interest slashing Germans have screwed up our monetary plan.
Whatever.
The Forbes Library staff would like to remind you of the incredible resource that you have in your local public library. We have tens of thousands of books for you to check out, music CDs, movies, newspapers from around the region, the state, in the country. We have a wide variety of magazines and free computer and internet access every day. We also have our incredible reference services there to help you answer particularly vexing problems. All of this is free, locally available at 20 West Street in Northampton, so come by and check us out in person or at www.forbeslibrary.org or call 587-1011 for more information.
Hi, this is Bill Bowie from Corporate Watchdog Radio. This is a message from RideBuzz.org, a nonprofit ride-sharing organization based here in the Valley. You can lighten your pocketbook and help save the planet by joining RideBuzz. www.ridebuzz.org has a fun and free online ride-sharing tool that you can trust. RideBuzz.org is easy to use and helps you connect with other fellow travelers in the community that are looking to share rides. You pay less than $2 a gallon for gas when you share a ride. Don't have a car? No problem. You help out by chipping in for gas when you get a ride. Ride sharing reduces emissions, so please don't drive alone. Register to RideBuzz.org today and you'll be entered to win a pound of RideBuzz coffee from our supporter, Dean's Beans. If you want to start a ride-sharing program for your own organization, RideBuzz will help you. For more information, contact Jeff at RIDEBUZZ.org.
Thank you.
That was King Crimson with 1981's Discipline. We looked at King Crimson in a two-part show on October 22nd and October 29th. Adrian Belew, guitarist from King Crimson, beginning in 1981, also played for the Talking Heads. Gang of Four's original bassist left Gang of Four around 1981 and was replaced two times by musicians with ties to King Crimson. So first he was replaced by Busta Jones, who had worked briefly with the Talking Heads. Then Sarah Leigh took over, who was the bassist for Robert Fripp's League of Gentlemen. Robert Fripp is the founder of King Crimson. So where am I going with this? Well, Gang of Four's photograph was accidentally printed on the Mekons' first record. The Mekons used Gang of Four's instruments to record that record. They were from the same city of Leeds as Gang of Four, and the Mekons were the subject of my December 3rd show, thus wrapping up this ridiculous concept for a recap show. So thanks all of you for bearing with me listening to Connecting the Notes this evening. Join us next week, same time, same place, as we learn about Gil Scott-Heron. We do have one more song for you. It's the Mekons' Learning to Live on Your Own off their album Mekons Rock and Roll. Just a reminder, you can view our whole set list and listen to the show at connectingthenotes.com. And if you got anything you want to say my way, you can email me at connectingthenotes@yahoo.com or call the studio in the next 5 minutes or so, 413-585-1033. So thank you all for listening and have a pleasant evening. The Mekons, Learning to Live on Your Own. And that about wraps it up for the Connecting the Notes recap show. I think we successfully connected 11 musicians that you wouldn't think had anything in common, so I'm pretty pleased with it. Stick around for Poison Ivy the Mind. Those boys are here in the flesh this evening. Good night.
Hi, I'm Marla Beebe, your host on Marla Beebe's Blues and Etc. Tune in every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. to noon, for a wide array of blues-based music from the blues mamas and papas of the 20s, 30s, and 40s on up to our rock-out sisters and brothers of the 21st century. Remember, Thursday mornings, 10 a.m. to noon, here on your very own Valley Free Radio, 103.3 FM. See you then. Blessing on my curse.
Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on Valley Free Radio, it's the Kibbles and Beats Show.
A cool music program featuring hosts DJ Kibbles and DJ Beats, bringing great music, community event updates, and ad-lib commentary.
Join us every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. Check us out on the web at myspace.com/thekibblesandbeatsshow.
Or email us at kibblesandbeats@yahoo.com.